Ladies and gentlemen, this is Red Skelton back again. See, last week, President Truman took our time. I knew once he'd get to the people that listened to me, he'd get in.
Hollywood, Procter & Gamble brings you the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Show, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in. Dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
And now from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Rod, you know anybody who wants to buy any old Dewey buttons?
Did you vote, Red?
No, I voted American. I laughed myself. I don't want to get lonesome tonight.
Now, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it was an exciting election, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone thought Dewey would sweep the country.
Yeah, but little old Harry stole these brooms.
I wonder how the candidates felt after the election.
Well, after it was over, Truman passed cigars, Dewey passed the buck, and the last we heard from Wallace, he was still passing the hat. Hey, I hear tomorrow night that Wallace and his party is holding a mass meeting in a telephone booth. You know, the guy I feel sorry for is Dr. Gallup.
What happened to Gallup?
He slowed down to a walk.
Well, I wonder what Gallup will do now.
Oh, he'll probably go up in the mountains and become editor of Literary Digest. He found out that there's more voters than you can shake a pole at.
Did you watch the election returns come in over television?
No, all I could get was the World Series.
The World Series was played weeks ago.
I know, but I'm behind in my monthly payment. So they show me the old telecast. Next week, I get to see Gorgeous George wrestling at the age of two.
Tide's in. Dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
Well, I'm... Hold on to your horses there, gal. You're taking in an awful lot of territory. You mean to tell me that Tide is the best sudger that ever hit the pike? Am I right there, Ron?
Did I? You're dead right.
Dead all right.
Because Procter & Gamble's Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. Any other suds, any other washing product known. Tide works its magic on everything. From your Sunday linens to your everyday work clothes. Tide leaves them free from dirt plus. Because Tide also removes dingy soap film. Yet with all this special cleaning power, Tide is safe. Truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, it actually brightens soap dull colors. Gives those gay prints and pastels an amazing lift. And here's what the Tide Touch does for white things. In hardest water, Tide gets shirts, curtains, and napkins dazzling. Whiter than any other washing product known. Tide keeps them white, too, week after week. Never turns them yellow. As Deadeye says, there are stacks and stacks of wash day products. But of them all, only Tide gives you this three-way miracle. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen.
I've got to tell you folks listening in what we're laughing at. We have one actor on the stage that got drunk the other night and cut his own hair. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here are the four knights who will sing Alabama Bound.
Goodbye, blues. Birdies are singing. Every old thing's in tune. A rosebud and a star.
So I'm going where there's more.
Goodbye, blues.
Troubles are over. I'll be in clover soon. I'm Alabama bound.
There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just give the meanest ticket man on man. All I'm worth to put my tusses in an upper berth. Just hear the choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're going to cover ground. And then I holler so the world will know. Here I go. I'm Alabama bound. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I can hear the choo-choo whistle blow. Watch that engine as we start to go.
Now we're in Baltimore and we're knocking at Dixon's door.
Hey, what's that, Bill?
Louisville.
We passed there before. Fields of cotton tell me where I am. Hear that fella yelling at a band. Mammy, Mammy.
You better get your kisses ready for your honey lamb.
I'm at a band, me bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just get the meanest ticket man on earth.
All I'm worth
to put my tusses in an upper berth. I'm just a lucky hound to have someone to put my arms around. That's why I'm shouting so the world will know. Here I go. I'm Alabama bound.
People you will meet sooner or later.
That's enough, that's enough. Hey, that's enough. We're selling Tide and Camay, not lava. Have you ever met someone who has a screwball idea but no money to put it over? I met a guy like that the other day, Clem Cadiddlehopper, and you'll meet someone like him too, sooner or later.
Kill the song, if nothing else.
Well, there's the tree that Daisy June and I carved our initials in. Yes, sir, it says DJ Loves X.
Oh, it's kind of cool today. Fall is really here. Mother Nature's painted everything a new color. Sure wish you'd give me a few dabs, too. I don't care for the shade of green I am now. No, I'm not worrying about my looks. If I become a success with my flea circus, boy, I'll be in them up to my ears in money. First, my ears hang so low to the ground now that you can barely slide a dime under it. Oh, look, here comes one of them big shaggy St. Bernard dogs. And maybe I can make friends with them and get some stand-in from a flea circus. Here, Rover. Here, boy.
Howdy, Clem.
Well, Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Howdy duty to you.
I hear about you exhibiting a flea circus at the county fair.
That's the truth. I'm in the flea circus business. I started from scratch, too. Would you care to help me?
What? Me be a nursemaid to a bunch of fleas?
Well, don't get so uppity-uppity. After all, I remember a few years ago when you was a jitterbug.
Where is your flea circus?
It's over here, in this cage here, made out of a magnifying glass. Here, have a look. Have a look.
Oh, gee, they're ugly-looking things. Yeah. What makes them run around like they're scared?
Well, don't forget they're also looking at you through the magnifying glass.
Well, I like that.
You do?
I ought to slap your face.
Well, go ahead. I was about to shift my bubble gum anyhow. Hey, take a peek at this little bunch over here rehearsing.
Why? Nice. Aren't they tiny?
Yeah, the one with a mole on his chin is my favorite. You know? You know, I'm fond of all those little creatures. You know, after you're around them for a few days, there's something about a flea that gets under your skin, you know?
A flea circus is such a foolish idea.
Yeah.
Why don't you do something else at the fair?
Well, I was thinking of setting up one of those booths and sell kisses for six for $1.98, see? Might not be fun, but it would be a bargain.
A girl wouldn't kiss you if you gave her $1,000.
If I gave a girl $1,000, she couldn't kiss me. They wouldn't let me out of my straitjacket that long.
Oh, speaking of money, where are you going to get the money to pay your rental space at the fairground?
Well, I tried to borrow some money from the bank.
Did they give you credit?
Yeah, they said I sure had a lot of nerve. I tried to borrow some money on my collateral.
How'd you come out?
On my collateral. I love this tonight. We just shucked this afternoon, you know.
You mean you couldn't float alone?
Float alone? I couldn't float if somebody was holding me up. Daisy Duke, would you like to loan me some money?
How would I know that you'd pay me back?
Well, haven't I always paid you back?
Never.
Well, then that's how you would know.
Clem!
I'm coming, Mother. And so is every other hog in the state. Oh, look, he's got a sheep. Hey, Bo Peep, where did you get that animated ball of yarn?
Now, look, son, don't go and get sour craft sticks. You said to bring him up here to you.
No, I didn't. I said bring some fleas.
Fleas?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you said fleas.
Well, now you can see where I got my brain. There wasn't much left either.
Well, what do you want with fleas?
I'm going to make them perform if I can get some money and then take them to the state fair there, you know. Ooh. Yeah, would you loan me some money so I could get to the fair?
Why? Are you financially embarrassed, son?
No, I'm broke. But it would take more than that to embarrass me.
I'm sorry, but I ain't got a dime. I just paid out my last 5 cents to the insurance man.
Well, maybe you could hawk something.
Oh, son, I hawked everything I own. My hairpiece, my teeth, my false eyelashes. There's so much of me hanging in that hawk shop window that your pa's suing me for desertion.
Well, I guess my chances of making some money is just out the window.
Well, now, Clem, if you really think you can make a lot of money with that flea circus, why don't you take our old bull over there and sell him to the butcher?
Well, Mo, we couldn't do that.
Why?
He's been in the family for 5 generations. Buffalo Bill gave him to us.
That bull?
No, it's the gospel truth. Get arrested for this stuff.
Oh, I can't take him, son. Maybe you'll make enough with your flea circus to buy us an Aberdeen Angus bull.
Oh, Freeman will like to hear that. Okay, you pile the flea cage on the truck while I get the bull. Davy June, you want to help me put the bull in the back of the truck?
Okay, I'll pull and you push.
Okay, come on. Well, he's in.
Clem, do you have to sit on my lap?
Sure, the bull's sitting on mine. Oh, that's that.
Well, let's go. Start the motor.
Okay. No, I got it started. Now stand back while I run and put it under the hood. Well, we're off. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Clem, I can't see through the windshield. The glass is dirty.
That ain't a glass windshield. Last time it broke, I replaced it with bricks.
But Clem, with a brick windshield, you can't see where you're going.
The way I drive, who wants to see?
Clem, I think our trains are coming.
Oh, well, don't worry. I ain't going to cross the tracks. I'm driving right down the middle of them.
Hurry, The trains are gaining on us. Do something.
Okay, I'll turn off of the track. Look in the glove compartment and see if you can find the steering wheel.
Don't you realize that train might hit us and smear my lipstick?
Yeah. Your head with it, too. We're coming to a tunnel. It won't be so easy for them to hit us in the dark.
Hurry, I'm just going to jump out of the car.
What do you think I'm doing in midair, resting? Come on, go. That's about the noisiest crash that's ever been on radio.
Lamb, Are you all right?
Well, let's see. Two arms, two legs, two heads. Yeah, I'm all here.
Lamb, you've lost everything.
Yeah, look at my train fleas all over the train.
And look at your bull. I said, look at your bull.
Which hunk? And now David Rose and his Procter & Gamble Orchestra will play I'll Be Seeing You.
Let's imagine you're in a grocery store. Before you are rows and rows of washing products. Now, which one will you choose? Well, this should help you decide. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Procter & Gamble's Tide. Yes, Tide gets clothes cleaner. Not only leaves them free from dirt, but removes dingy soap film, too. Tide has all this cleaning power, yet it's safe. Truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets white linens and shirts whiter than any other washing product known. Those Tide suds are really something, too. Why, they even look and feel different. And you get oceans of them even in the hardest water. Remember, Tide and only Tide promises and delivers this amazing combination. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
A page from the Mean Little Kid's Diary.
Ever noticed how little children like to meet strangers? All kids like to be good, too, but sometimes they just don't make it. Let's see what happens to Junior, the mean little kid.
Mommy, Mommy.
What is it, Junior? Mommy, what's the matter?
Well, I put on my cowboy outfit, and all the juvenile jury kids laugh at me. Don't I look like a cowboy? Look, I turn around and go, look.
You look like a cowboy to me.
Yeah, look.
Junior, you're supposed to wear pants under the shaft.
Oh, I thought that bare midriff was a little low and drafty.
Now, here, put on these long pants your grandmother made for you.
No, they don't fit me. They
well,
don't fit me.
They're good enough to play around in.
Oh?
Now, put them on.
Okay.
You better go wash your legs first.
Why?
Why, your knees are so black, I can't see where your half socks leave off.
I got news for you, kiddo. I'm not wearing any socks.
And what have you done to your shoes? Your toes are sticking out.
Brace yourself. I'm not wearing any shoes either.
Well, go take a shower.
Okay, okay. I am going to take a shower. I am going to take a shower. I have taken me shower. Me shower.
Did you dry real good?
I didn't have to.
Why?
I didn't get wet.
Now you get back in there and take a shower.
Okay, well, don't hit me. Don't hit me. I'm going to the bathtub.
Well, I've looked high and low and I can't find them.
Find what, Mother?
Your father's false teeth.
Are they gone again?
Yes.
Junior?
Yes, Mommy Dow, what do you want?
Oh, for goodness sake. Stand on a towel. Look, water's dripping all over the rug.
Well, turn your head. Turn your head. Goodness, I is wrong.
Do you know that your grandfather's teeth are missing again?
You mean the uppers don't connect with the lowers? Poor old boy's gonna starve, you know?
Now, Junior, you know very well what I mean.
No, I don't.
Somebody took your grandfather's teeth.
Well, I didn't... Look, these are mine, see? They're mine. These are my own choppers.
What happened to your front tooth?
Oh, I lost it sipping spaghetti.
Sipping spaghetti?
Yeah, you know, you take a big long string of spaghetti and... You sip it and it slap you on both sides of your face, you know. And that's how I lost my tooth. Somebody tied a knot in one eye.
About your grandfather's teeth.
Well, who would do a trick like that? Who would take them? Who would do a trick like that?
I'm looking at the person who took them.
And I'm looking at the person who took them.
Well, hand me a mirror. I'd like a look at him, too.
That's just what I thought. Loreen, can't you teach this boy to let things alone?
Here, here! Look, fatso. You suggesting that she should whip me or something? You suggest something like that, I'm going to tell on you.
You'll tell what?
Tell about you being a spy in a civil war.
Now, that's ridiculous. I wasn't even born then.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. Quick, Verna, give me the secret papers.
Well, turn your back. I gotta hide them in my third petticoat.
Case dismissed.
Junior! Why do I let him lead me into stupid things like this?
Oh, she's mad now.
Now, that'll be enough out of you, young
well,
man.
Well, she started. Is she on?
Here. Now, you mind me. Put these pants on.
Okay.
Now run along.
Okay.
And go apologize to your grandmother.
Okay, I'll go apologize to you. Nama, where's my sweet dear Nama? They fall for this stuff, you know. Where's my sweet Nama?
Now, don't come in here and soft soap me.
I'm not soft soaping you. I'm sorry that I was nasty because you're so beautiful and you're so nice.
Well, it's all right. Now, go play and let Nama rest.
Well, can't I get you something? Let me be your slave. Can I get you a beer or something? maybe some food.
No, dear. No? I am hungry, but I'll fix something for myself later.
Oh, okay. I will run you along then. I know what I will do. I will fix her a bite to eat, and then she will love me again. Well, here I is in the kitchen. There's the gas stove. There's the matches. And me. Frightening, ain't it, huh? What's that? Who's coming in there? Who's in there? Oh, here comes the milkman. Well, we have never met before. Well, that's his misfortune that we has to now. I'm going to go out and see what... Here, what you doing with those milk bottles? Put them down.
Well, I'm only taking the empties away.
Oh, no, you not. You think you're pretty clever. Just because I was a little kid, you didn't think I would notice you swiping them bottles, did you?
I'm not swiping any bottles.
You is?
No, these belong to the company.
You ain't company. You wasn't even invited. Now, you put those bottles down because they're going to there'll be trouble. And believe me, if I put my mind to it, I can get pretty nasty. I can get pretty nasty, I can.
Oh, brother.
Pretty nasty, I can get.
Now I know why they've got that sign on the gate. Enter at your own risk.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't we pay you for the bottles that you eat here?
Of course you do.
Well, then how about kicking in for them bottles that you've taken? A dime should do it, I suppose.
Why, I've never heard of such a thing.
You heard it now. If you don't start feeling a dime in me, Widow Mitch, remember, I can get pretty nasty.
Okay, here's your dime.
Yeah, and a nickel for overtime.
What?
After all, you wasn't very easy to convince, you know.
All right, here's another nickel.
Yeah, okay. Hey, now what you doing now?
I'm going to put these bottles of milk in the icebox.
Only three? Well, my mummy told me to tell you that she wanted 20 bottles of milk today. She's going to take a milk bath.
What?
You know? Yeah, Grandma tried to take a milk bath once, but she couldn't get the cow in the tub.
Well, what'd she do?
Huh?
What'd she do?
Well, she hoisted the cow and took a shower.
Oh, your mother wants 20 bottles of milk, I'll leave them for her.
Okay. Can you carry all them bottles?
Sure. It's kind of hard seeing where I'm walking. Maybe you could help me.
Famous last words. This boy's a natural-born sport, isn't he?
You let me know how many steps there are on the back porch, Sonny.
Okay, start walking, sucker. There's another step. Okay.
Boy, I'm thinking of what would happen if I tripped with all these bottles.
For me, I was thinking the same thing. Another step up.
How am I doing?
So good it's discouraging, you know. Should I tell him that there's a roller skate at the top of the steps? Or should I just let him ad-lib from here on?
Tell me, are there...
Before from that haircut he got.
Is there... Are there any more steps? I can't hold these bottles forever.
Well, don't worry, you won't be. Get one more step, brother, and you'll really be rolling.
Okay.
Buttermilk fingers? Boy, you homogenized.
Little boy, I'm getting out of here. And you can explain what happened.
Oh, no, don't leave me.
Oh, why do I stay a milkman? Why don't I start my own political party, pass the hat, and settle down?
Here, come back here. Help me clean up this mess. If you know what's good for me, you will come back.
Junior, what was that crash? If you've broken anything, I... Good heavens, what a mess. Junior!
Yes, Emma?
Where are you?
Up in the tray.
Look at all this milk all over the place. What happened?
Well, you know the cow jumped over the moon?
Yes.
She didn't make a correct takeoff and she had a crash landing. Oh.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.